knob, some keys, a wheel, a girl or two, and some hearts here and there. All is lost, but you'll find it entertaining.
What are you talking about?
Hey, trust us. What do you got to lose right now at 45 RPM?
Welcome.
You must have been vaccinated with a phonograph needle.
It's not supposed to make that noise.
Look, a song is a song. You either dig it or you don't.
I hope this doesn't go on my permanent record.
Yes, sir. Brings back a lot of memories.
And just for the record,
I guess the only thing we can do is play you a song.
We stand witness to the awesome power of radio.
Your plastic pal who's fun to be with.
And for all of you out there, this is your song.
You're gonna lose that
yes,
girl.
Yes, you're gonna lose that girl.
You're gonna lose.
Yes, you're gonna lose that girl.
If you don't take her out tonight, she's gonna change her
mind.
And I will take her out tonight, and I will treat her
kind.
You're gonna lose that
girl. Yes, you're gonna lose that girl.
You're gonna lose. If you don't treat her right, my friend, you're gonna find her
gone.
Cause I will treat her right and then you'll be the lonely
one.
You're gonna lose that girl.
You're gonna lose that girl.
You're gonna
lose. Yes,
you're gonna lose that
girl.
You're gonna lose.
Yes, you're gonna lose that girl.
I'll make a point of taking her away from you. What you do, yeah. The way you treat her, what else can I do? Of taking her away from you. Watch what you do, yeah. The way you treat her, what else can I do? If you don't take her out tonight, she's gonna change her
mind. She's gonna change her mind.
And I will take her out tonight, and I will treat her kind.
I'm gonna treat her kind.
You're gonna lose that
girl. Yes, yes, you're gonna lose that girl.
You're gonna lose.
Welcome to the alleged show.
To 45 RPM. And your host, author...
I've been thinking about writing a book.
Humorist.
I'm funny how? I mean funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you.
Grammy-nominated songwriter...
In song form.
And award-winning broadcast personality...
I know for a fact them radio waves is harmful.
Scott Edward Phelps.
Who are you?
You're gonna lose that girl, a cautionary tale that inspires another question. At what point is it better to have loved and lost than to have never loved at all?
I have no idea what the hell happened or what to do about it.
I don't know either.
I know!
What I do know is...
Just like that.
Everything oldies is new again. Hey everybody, it's Scott Edward Phelps and welcome to 45 RPM. The Beatles, the Fab Four, the Liverpool Lads, and a song from Help, if memory serves correctly.
Yes, yes, oh God, yes!
Losing that girl, but I'm sure they'll find love around the next corner. Yeah, and that's what this episode is all about, lost and found. Songs about losing and finding.
And giving and receiving.
And losing and finding.
And sharing and receiving.
You'd be surprised in pop music how many times people lose something, then find something, or find something else, only to lose it again.
And share, and love, and have, and receive.
Yeah, there's that.
Thank God for that.
From the Beatles losing that girl, to the Seekers finding another you.
Aww.
At 45 RPM.
There's a new world somewhere.
Beside me, no matter what I do, for I
same old, same old. 45 RPM.
The hot dog makes you lose control.
I run a comb through my hair and step out in the street. And the city's the color of flame in the midsummer heat. Oh, yeah. And Jennifer's got a daddy's cup. She's playing uptown on the stereo. We go cruising so close the way they did long ago. My darling, turn the radio up for that sweet sound. Hold me close, never let me go. Keep this feeling alive, make me lose control.
Wonder Eric Carmen having a hard time keeping a hold on it. You're listening to 45. Not that. Stop that. You're listening to 45 RPM this time around. Lost and Found. Songs about losing and finding.
And sharing and giving.
Yeah. 1970, LA, California. An American Well, of course, R&B vocal group, The Free Movement. Right out of the box, their very first single went top five. It was about finding someone.
And shit.
Don't do it.
I found someone of my own.
Clearly on the path to success. Later that year, they released a second single, The Harder I Try, which only made it to number 50. But their first single in 1972, with a brand new label, went nowhere. Which is kind of surprising, considering that the song they recorded and released had been a big hit for the guy who wrote it. But I bet you've never heard this version. Words and music by Stephen Stills. A musical flash in the pan known as Free Movement at 45 RPM.
Well, there's a rose in a fisted floor, and the eagle flies with the dove. And if you can't be with the one you love. When you die and confused, and you don't remember who you're talking to, concentration will slip away, because your baby is so far away. Well, there's love.
Listening to 45 RPM with Scott Edward Phelps.
That's good. It's like losing my virginity.
Guess there's no use in hanging around. Guess I'll get dressed and do the town. I'll find some crowded avenue, though it will be empty without you.
since you're gone, it happens every day. Can't get used to losing you, no matter what I try to do. Gonna live my whole life through loving you. I'll find somebody, wait and see. Who am I kidding? Only me. Cause no one else could take your place. Guess that I am just a hopeless case. Can't get used to losing you, no matter what I try to do. Gonna live my whole life through loving you.
Listening favorite Andy Williams, who took that one all the way to number two in the Hot 100 in 1963. This next find comes complete with a story.
Here's a story.
Randy Goodrum is a pop writer of some renown. We've done a Master Series episode on him. You would remember him for his Michael Johnson hit, Bluer Than Blue.
But I'm bluer than blue, sadder than sad. You're the only light this empty room has ever had.
Arguably his biggest hit, and Murray's iconic, You Needed Me.
You needed me. You needed me.
But Randy's songs have been in favor with a lot of performers through the years, and while this tune from 1978 barely cracked the top 20, it's a fan favorite of the performer, and catchy as all giddy-up, Gene Cotton. A Tennessee boy who, among other things, had a pretty successful career as a performer. Then in the early 2000s, ran for a seat in the Tennessee House of Representatives and lost. That just makes him all the more honorable, don't you think?
Oh, yeah.
There you go. And he had a way with the song, especially when the song was written by master tunesmith Randy Goodrum. Gene Cotton at 45 RPM.
Well, you woke me from a dream about you, just to say that you believe in. I'm sleepy, but I thought that you said our love that will last forever is ending. Well, before you walk out of my life, would you be especially quiet? And don't you let my heart know that you're leaving. Don't you say another word about it, darling. Don't you let my heart footsteps walking out the door of my hopes and dreams. And don't you let my heart know that you're leaving. Don't you say another word about it, darling. Leave me now before my heart finds out. Well, I see you writing something down and leaving it on dress up. The tears in your eyes look a lot like mine, but I guess it's all for the better. Well, before we say our last goodbye, baby, won't you hold me just one more time? And don't you let my heart know that you're leaving. Don't you say another word about it, darling. Don't you let my heart hear your footsteps walking out the door of my hopes and dreams. And don't you let my heart know that you're leaving. Don't you say another word about it, darling. Leave me now before my heart finds out. Leave me now before my heart finds out.
I'm Erica Lee, longtime radio DJ turned podcaster. If you love 70s music, check out my 70s Spotlight series. That's where I pick a random week during the decade and count down highlights from that week's top 40 chart. Just go to Podomatic.com and search Erica Lee's podcast. Now, back to Scott Edward Phelps.
Coming up, Roger is missing a wheel. Paul's date may not be clueless, but she's keyless. Those bread boys just don't buy all that better to have loved and lost malarkey.
A bunch of malarkey!
Yeah, I just said that.
I know!
And what do Cher and Glenn Frey have in common? All of that and more. But taking us to break, Google Carla Bonoff. That's Carla with a K, Bonoff with a B. And be amazed at the amount of songs this lady has turned out, including this gem from Linda Ronstadt's Hasten Down the Wind album. Think Jerry Seinfeld.
So you cry, and then you cry again.
And make it about losing instead of crying.
As well as having and sharing.
Yeah, we've been there.
It's time to stop!
Ronstadt at 45 RPM.
Save me, free me from my heart this time. Well, the train's gone down the track and I'm left behind. But nothing can save me from this ball and chain. I've made up my mind I would leave today. But you're keeping me going. I know it's insane. But I love you and lose again. Well,
a lot of great music to be found when 45 RPM continues. Welcome.
I'm also going to need you to go ahead and come in, too.
To 45 RPM.
We lost some people this week, and we need to sort of play catch-up, okay?
And your host, author...
it's only good on the first page!
Humorist...
I'm going to think of a joke if it takes me all week!
Grammy-nominated songwriter...
No more noise!
and award-winning broadcast personality.
Our top story tonight.
Our top story!
Scott Edward Phelps.
The best for less.
When I take my baby home at night, I can't wait to kiss and hold her tight. But right then, the time begins to drag when she starts searching through her bag.
She says, just a moment, please. I can't find my keys. And here's what happens while he's waiting for a sneeze.
She pulls out lipstick, powder, bubble gum, and bobby pins, but she can't find her keys. Curlers, tweezers, cold cream, and candy bars, but she can't find her keys. Mail file, school books, an autograph of baby, and she can't find with these. But I'm standing here waiting for a goodnight kiss, 'cause she can't find her keys. Up, go home and go to sleep. But next night, my date with her I keep. Walk her home, we start to kiss, and then it all starts happening again.
She says, just a moment, please. I can't find my keys. And here's what happens while he's waiting for a squeeze.
She pulls out gumdrops, glasses, magazines, and tangerines. But she can't find her keys.
Her keys?
Presley records, hairspray, and jelly beans. But she can't find her keys.
Her keys?
Eyebrow pencils, perfume, and potato chips, and portable batteries. But I'm standing here waiting for a goodnight kiss, 'cause she can't find her keys. Frozen custard, piano bench, pretzels and a monkey wrench, tennis racket, army tots, pumpkin seeds and coffee pots, watermelons, goalposts, a rabbit's foot and French toast, choir hydrant, ash can, TV set, electric fan, but she can't find her keys.
Singer, writer, child activist, and sitcom star back in the 1950s and 60s. That's Paul Peterson with his lament about ladies and the cavernous existence known as their purse.
Hello? Hello? Anybody there? Anybody there? Hello?
That song, an interesting and timely curio of the time, co-written by a couple of guys of some interest. It's the right stuff. She Can't Find Her Keys, co-written by Roy Alford and Wally Gold. Alford had some success in the 1940s with Frank Sinatra, and in 1964 co-wrote the great Jane the Americans hit Let's Lock the Door. But when it came to accomplishment and name-dropping, Wally Gold took the cake. He co-wrote two of Elvis's hits, It's Now or Never and Good Luck Charm. He co-wrote Leslie Gore's It's My Party and I'll Cry If I Want To. He co-wrote Gene Pitney's Half Heaven, Half Heartache. And in the mid-1960s, Columbia Records hired him as a house producer, where he produced albums for Tony Bennett and Barbara Streisand.
Like butter.
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 Meanwhile, Roger McGuinn was no slouch when it came to accomplishment. A founding member of the Byrds, he went on to have a fairly successful recording career as a solo artist. And an interesting, very birdsy sounding track from his very first solo album back in the day. And in the theme of lost and found,
and giving and
receiving. You have to stop!
Well, we've all lost our keys. We've all lost our patience. But how many amongst us can say we've lost our driving wheel? Only Roger at 45 RPM.
You're listening to Scott Edward Phelps.
As well as having and sharing.
Stop! I'm begging you.
Glenn Fry, you're listening to 45 RPM this time around, Lost and Found. Time for Love Lines.
You love me.
If you love someone, let them go. If they come back, let them go again, because clearly no one else wants them. David Gates and Brett, 45 RPM.
Lost and all alone, I always thought that I could make it on my own. But since you left, I hardly make it through the day. My tears get in the way, and I need you back to stay. I wander through the night and search the world to find the words to make it right. All I want is just the way it used to be.
break, we pondered the interesting musical trivial question, what do Glenn Frey and Cher have in common? Well, they both found someone.
That's the loveliest thing I've ever heard.
Of course, in Cher's case, she found someone.
And then...
she found someone else.
And then...
she found someone else.
And then...
she found someone else.
And then...
jury's still out. Stay tuned. The one and only at 45 RPM.
And you know so many things, they come and go, like your words that once rang true, just like the love I thought I found in you. And I remember the thunder talking about the fire in your eyes, but you
once was lost, now it's found. Amazing Grace, a girl we were very fond of in high school.
Oh, wicked!
Listening to 45 RPM. He knows what he knows. He makes up the rest as he goes, and he be me. Time for the answer, man. Ferd from Fernandina Beach writes in, emails in, Dear Scott, is it true that a song by The Temptations was actually also recorded by Rare Earth on their Ecology album, peaked at number 7, one position higher than the original, and lasted over 10 minutes? Is it true, huh? Question mark. Well, Ferd, first of all, I applaud your erudition. Is that the right word?
Pretty sure.
Yeah. Or at the very least, your skill at looking it up on Wiki. Yeah, it turns out the song was recorded in 1970 by Rare Earth. Rod Stewart did a version. The Undisputed Truth did a version. Kanye West did a version using vocal samples from Rare Earth and Undisputed Truth in his song called Fade, furthering his tradition, of course, of using other people's bulbs to create his spotlight.
I'm stealing their lollipops.
Uh-huh. But that original version ain't nothing like it. 1966, written by Cornelius Grant, Eddie Holland, and Norman Whitfield. what Cashbox described as the orca's throbbing, the chorus is smooth, and the group tells its sad tale in exquisite fashion. Or as we like to say around here, what the hell is an orc?
It smells really good.
Temptations at 45 RPM.
Has grown cold, as if someone else controls your very soul. I fool myself long as I can feel the presence of another man. It's there when you speak my name, it's just not the same. Ooh, baby, I'm losing you. It's in the air, it's everywhere. I'm losing you. When I look into your eyes, a reflection of a face I see. I'm hurt, downhearted, worried girl, cause that face doesn't belong to me. Oh, it's all over your face, the one thing in my place. Ooh, ooh, baby, I'm losing you.
RPM and
finally.
And finally, because we're all about fun facts to know and tell, we did a Google search just for fun and asked how many songs are there. Google says 97 million.
Wow.
Spotify says 82 million.
Holy shnikes.
There are approximately 6.5 million versions of Hallelujah.
I'm going to ask you to kill me now. Please kill me.
Oh, and by the way, that 82 million that Spotify mentioned, of those, six actually get paid royalties from Spotify.
I'm paying you the big bucks.
And there's only one Margaritaville. It just seems like there's a million of them, given the number of times you hear it on oldies radio.
Some people claim.
I'm going to ask you to kill me now.
Not to end on a buzzkill note, but in the spirit of keeping in mind that once some things are lost, they can never be found again, that's a lesson worth learning and not losing. And it's even more eloquent when it's put to the right music. I'm Scott Edward Phelps. Join me next time at 45 RPM. Thank you.
your body down. Find the cost of freedom buried in the ground. Mother Earth will swallow you. Lay your body down.
Dawn, that's the end.
Turn it off, man!
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
We'll catch you next time.
Time to get back to the real world.
And like that,